Now joined by Eddie Gallegos. How about Jonesboro? Man, I heard so much about Lakey, and they were good, and they are deep, and they had a lot of experience back. But, man, there's something about Jonesboro, and they win 40-36. Eddie Gallegos joins us live on ESPN Central Texas. Eddie, you tell me you just had to kind of weather the storm and keep them from being too explosive. You obviously hung around. What was the difference in the game?
I think we made some plays when we needed to. Did just enough, like you said, to hang around, and that's kind of what we told our kids throughout the week is do the little things, tackle, block, like we want to do every week, and we did just enough, and we're able to have a shot there at the end and take the lead and hold on.
When a six, I mean, every game, you know, in Texas high school football that gets close is crazy, but when a six-man game gets like that because of this basketball on grass, do you have to hit another gear coaching-wise to, like, keep up with the mental pace of it?
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's like anything else. You know, you have some wrinkles, you have some things that you see on film and scouting-wise, and you try to exploit those. And then, things that you do well, you really, really want to hammer on, at crunch time.
Eddie, you guys have been on a great run. Now, last year, things did not go the way that you normally see them go for your program. How much did that fuel you in the offseason to get back past that early round and try to get this program deep again?
Oh, yeah. I think it was that's one of the factors for our kids. Our kids always have high expectations. And last year's results were not what we were accustomed to, not what we liked. And definitely the kids used it as that extra push during the off season and those long grinding practices in August and throughout the season. And it's a young team too. A lot of kids that it was a big playoff game last night and really proud of our kids. We only have a handful of kids with playoff experience and a lot of young kids see their first playoff action. And so extremely proud of our group.
Did last year's game make a difference when they beat you 66-30 a year ago? Did that make any difference last night, in your opinion, or the preparation for this week?
Maybe a little bit. I think we did talk about, we lost the last two losses last year were to Evant, and we got to kind of avenge that loss in the end of district play last week, and then ended up with the same first-round opponent as last year that kind of knocked us out. And so definitely the kids talked about it and it's playoff time. You definitely want to win whoever's lined up across from you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Eddie. Congratulations.
Yes,
Eddie Gallegos, head coach at Jonesboro.
Y'all.